Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me. And I'd like to ask a question. Are you going through a plowing time? You might say, what is that? Well, before we go further, let me just read a few words that Jesus spoke in the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter. I'm going to be reading verses 34 through 37. My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. Jesus continued to say, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. Jesus is talking about the harvest of men's souls. He was speaking to the disciples of his time, but those words are given to every generation since that time. It is the Great Commission. And in order for there to be that great harvest of souls that is going to occur at the very end of the age, those that have been gone to be with the Lord, all the saved, as that great harvest comes together, beloved, there is a work that has to be done in all of our lives in order for us personally to prosper and to allow God's Spirit to work in us, that we can be ready and fit for the Master's service. In fact, remember, that's what Jesus said. He said, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish it. And then He goes right into our task. Don't say, it's for some future time, 4 months. No, it is now. And so many of God's people, because that's how the way the Lord works, He allows us to go through difficult times, a plowing time, if you will, just as a plow is taken over a field to prepare it for the planting of seed and to become fruitful. Well, He allows us to go through that. Let me read a passage from the book of Psalms, Psalm 129, and I just want to read that quickly, 8 verses. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. This talks about the enemy is continually working on God's people. Verse 3, and of course there's some reference to what actually, the stripes on Jesus' back. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded that turn back, and turn back that hate Zion. And it goes on, describing what their future should be. Let them be as grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. It doesn't prosper. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hands, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Beloved, God is moving upon His people. He's causing the experiences we go through to bring forth a fruitful harvest in our lives, that we then can be fruitful sowers and reapers in His great harvest. Many times the enemy comes in like a flood, beloved, but the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And just as that psalmist began, he said, many a time they've afflicted me from my youth, but Nonetheless, you're still here. The enemy has not prevailed against you. Many, many times, beloved, the plow, if you will, of God's divine purpose for our lives cuts very deep, turning over what we had planned, our intended purposes, even at times breaking up the ground, if you will, of our personal lives, bringing us, after all that, just as it's got to, if a field could have feelings, it has to be not pleasant to be broken up like that, to have a sharp plow go over it, bringing us to that place, basically, where we will be willing to say, not my will, but thine be done, O Lord. And so we need to look at the plowing process that we all must go through. We're to break up our fallow ground, that ground that has lain unprofitable, but is going to be used by the Spirit of God to bring forth fruit unto the Lord's name and for His glory. Beloved, in the natural, there can't be a harvest until the operation of the plowing is done. That was true in ancient times. Today, same thing occurs, beloved. In order to get the seed in the ground, now we've got machines to do it. I live in Idaho, and there's a lot of big, they're very unusual machines, but they are all used in a mechanized way to make agriculture easier and more effective. So there's no harvest until that plowing is done to prepare the field. And when that happens spiritually in our lives, you know, it's not pleasant many times, but only then can we expect to know the joy of a bountiful harvest. We would never know ourselves, basically, unless the plow had not turned over the soil of our lives, revealing the hidden depths of our being. That's what the Holy Spirit does. How long? Well, it varies. It depends how cooperative we are with the Spirit of God. But it's not a process that goes on indefinitely. We can take heart and be encouraged by that. It continues, beloved, in the natural until the ground is fertile, is prepared, ready for the seed. But spiritually, it continues. And, you know, if we resist it, it becomes sometimes a painful thing. But if we will allow the Spirit of God to cause us to mortify the deeds of the flesh, of the body, and walk in the Spirit, even as we are currently living in the Spirit, this plowing process continues until all the earthly, carnal things of this flesh are turned up and over, and then the seeds of real victory, of living an abundant, Spirit-filled life of joy and peace and contentment and hope and fulfillment can be planted and brought to harvest. This has to happen in our lives, I believe, before we can be really, not that God can't use us until that time, but then there's a richness, our labors are greatly enhanced and much more effective. And when God does plow by the agency of the Holy Spirit, what happens? Why does He do it? Well, quite simply, He does so for one reason and one reason only. That's to sow. So what? Remember that very famous parable that Jesus had, the parable of the sower? It talks about the Word of God as seed falling on, you know, thorny ground, on unprofitable ground, on it fell among thorns and weeds, and then that which fell on good ground, which brought forth a harvest, that's the Word of God. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, beloved, when the plowing ceases, the blessings will follow. Now, I don't know that we'll ever be, you know, God's continually working on us until we take our last breath or until He comes. But this is a work of God's Spirit in our lives that I'm talking about. And to the unsaved, it's how does God's plow work? Well, it's the Holy Spirit working in their lives. And as He continues to work, a time comes when they are willing to repent, they are willing to forsake their past life, and they yield to the work of the Holy Spirit, and salvation comes to those who yield to the plowing. It's a hard thing. You know, it's a It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God, and also it's not very profitable to resist the Spirit of God. But, beloved, to the children of God, the plow of God's purposes for our lives, it digs deep, beloved. He knows what's down there, and sometimes, you know, we haven't allowed the rain of God's Spirit to penetrate. You know, just like natural land, when there's not been any moisture, it's hard as a rock. You've ever tried, you know, plowing up a garden to plant something when there's not been moisture? It is hard work. So, beloved, the plow of God's purpose will dig deep in our lives. And when all the rocks, all the weeds, all the hard clods are broken up, then there can come forth such joy, such peace, such rejoicing. The calm will follow the storm that has raged. The night is swallowed up by the day, and the summer brings forth a beautiful harvest. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, allow me to deal with those issues, those areas in your life that will cause you, as you release those things you've held on to for security, for comfort. I would have you to know, beloved, that I am your fulfillment. Everything that you have need of, all that you desire, is found in me. As you will step forward in faith, as you are willing to submit to the plow of the Spirit of God, all those things that have hindered you in days past will be destroyed. And that good, fertile soil will be brought to the surface, that the work of God, the seeds of the fruit of the Spirit, will bring forth an abundant harvest in your life. Rejoice, beloved. I will not let you be barren, but I will cause you to bring forth fruit in abundance for the glory of the Father, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I receive that word. Yes, Lord, do that in my life. Do it in the life of those who are willing, Lord. Yes, let the plow of the Spirit of God break up our fallow ground, that we can be as beautiful fields of harvest in a personal way, that will go out and be laborers in your harvest field. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, beloved, there's yet more I'd like to share. Perhaps with the Lord's help, we'll conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at the same time. If you ever miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and just click on the broadcast, and they are there at your convenience to listen to. Praise God. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.